Okay, Freddie, here we are at the end of the half marathon. Victory for you in Letterkenny. Very difficult conditions today with the rain. Congratulations, first of all, and how did you find the event?
I found the course was very flat. It was good, but only the rain, like, it made it very, very, very tough. But I tried to go for the fast, like, to keep the pace, to run under 68, but I couldn't because of the rain was so heavy, like.
Yeah. Yeah. Were you confident coming under that you could do the 68, and was the factor of the weather, I suppose, the major one there?
Yeah, I was sure, like, I can do under 58, but the weather seems to be so hard, rains became so much, so it was slashing a lot along the road. But the course is very flat, it's so good, like.
And 1 hour and 9 minutes is a good time, and I'm sure you'll be pleased with it overall.
Yeah, it's a good time for these conditions and with the rain and everything. So it's a good time.
How did you find the Donegal support out there in the course?
The support was good because, like, so many corners, like, and there are people clapping. So despite the weather, so you have to enjoy that. Mm-hmm. But this is Ireland, you have to enjoy the weather.
Yeah. And you like coming to Ireland because you do a lot of events, and you're on with Rahini, and you enjoy your time in Ireland.
Yeah, I enjoy my time because, like, to run in Ireland in difficult conditions, and in Ireland you can't miss the rain, like, it's always there. Yeah.
Well, you're going to celebrate this one here in Donegal. What's next on the carriage for you? What's going to happen in the next number of weeks for you, Freddie?
I'm doing the Longford Marathon, so I was doing this like a training session for the Longford Marathon. So next weekend maybe I'll win Longford. Yeah. So this was like another training session, to be ready for Longford.
Listen, the best of luck in Longford, and thanks for talking to us, Freddie. Congratulations on your win again.
Okay, thank you so much.
Natasha Adams, First Lady home here for the half marathon. 1 hour and 16 minutes. How did you find it out there today in the rain in Letterkenny?
That was very tough, to be honest, but the hills sort of took it out of the legs, but that was enjoyable. I had a little group with me, so it was good. They pulled me along, and I was happy to finish in that time.
And was there tough sections of that course? Because I know they changed it from last year, and they made it, I suppose, more competitor friendly, but there are some sections that the runners will be filling it in there.
Yeah, once you turn off the main road, then you're coming back into town, on the back road. It's undulating the whole way, so there's an awful lot of work to be done.
And the two guys, of course, you mentioned there was along with you, Danny and Connor, and they were sort of pacing you out, and your plan was to stick with them for the whole race.
Yeah, that's right. It was good to have them there, to be honest, on the tougher parts. They sort of got away from me a few times, but, on the whole, I just tried to keep them in sight and not let them get too far ahead.
Yeah, got injured last year in the National Half Marathon Championships. This is your first one back, and you've been working to this target through the season?
Yeah, I've been just doing 5 and 10Ks just to, try and build the fitness back up again. And this is the first half since last year, so I'm really happy with that. Happy to finish, really, more than anything, and I'm still happy with the time. I think there's more, but...
That was my next question. Have you peaked yet, or is there more to come at this distance for you, and fitness wise?
I think there is more to come, because this is the longest I've been sort of racing and training wise too, so hopefully I can push on now.
And what's the next stage now of the season for you? What's going to happen in the coming weeks and the coming months, Natasha?
Just try and focus now on the winter and the cross country.
Danny Mooney and Conor Bradley, second and third in the half marathon here at the Donegal Marathon at the Oyer Leisure Centre. Well, first of all, boys, congratulations on your performance. You were out here for a bit of fun today, and you ended up going home with medals. Conor, it's a good day in the rain, Letterkenny.
Yeah, we didn't expect it. We just went out for a long run and kind of to help Tash out a wee bit, so it was a nice run now in the weather. Well, it was okay. It wasn't too bad.
Yeah. And normally, Danny, you're 1,500 metres. How did you find the half marathon today? Is it a distance you tackle often?
I don't plan to tackle it too much. As Conor was saying, we just went out for a long run, and we were helping one of our teammates, Tasha. So we just did a bit of work together, and we killed 2 birds with 1 stone, long run and a bit of pacing.
Looking at the two who's coming across the finish line, Conor, it looked easy to you. Was it that easy?
Surprisingly, it actually felt okay. The first couple of miles probably were the hardest, just getting into that rhythm, and then once we got going, I felt quite good.
Yeah. And Natasha was telling me when she came across the line that you guys were putting up a good pace for.
Yeah, I think Tasha wanted to be in around 76 minutes, maybe trying to dip under, so that's a pace we try to hold. So she ran really strong, ran really well.
Yeah. You boys normally doing shorter distance. What's next for you, Danny?
Just a hard winter's work. I'm probably aim for indoors again. I'm not running from a cross-country ability, so I think I'll be quiet for the next 5 or 6 months and back on track then. So, but just training until then.
Yeah. And what about yourself, Conor? Obviously, it's the outdoor stuff coming to an end. Is cross-country something you'll tackle, or is it more winter work again?
Yeah, we're thinking cross-country is probably the main aim for the winter, culminating in the inter-counties end of November. So hopefully maybe make a Euro Cross team. That's the aim.
Yeah. And just finally, guys, the marathon will be back next year. He's right here for a bit of fun today. Would you take this a wee bit more serious next year, maybe try and win it?
Yeah, the half, not the marathon.
What about yourself, Danny?
I can't say I will. I'm not going to lie to you here. I'm not, no. I think today was about as much you'll see out of me for a half marathon. Yeah. Maybe a 10K, but no way, not a half marathon.
Listen, well done today, boys. Thanks for joining.
I just want to correct you there before you go. I was actually second. I was third.